pollution-busting bug. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Before 1977, chemicals called PCBs were widely used as additives in products from plastics to paints. But these dangerous pollutants were banned when it was found that they don't break down in the environment. Scientists have been looking for a safe way to clean them up ever since. But Kevin Sowers, a microbiologist at the University of Maryland Biotechnology Institute, says Mother Nature has already beat them to it.
We have known that there are organisms out there that can do this in sediments that lack oxygen, but no one's been able to identify the organisms that actually do it.
Now Sowers and a colleague, Harold May of the Medical University of South Carolina, have identified one of those microbes. It's a bacterium they found in the soil of Baltimore Harbor. Sowers says the bacterium seems to strip chlorine atoms off each PCB molecule. Once the chlorine's gone, other microbes can break the molecules down into harmless materials.
Now that we have this particular organism and soon others, we can begin to study their physiology and determine how they break down PCBs and also determine whether or not there may be any means for biotechnological enhancement of the process.
For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.